Folk, it is a blessing to be here at this special service this afternoon and have the opportunity to renew fellowship with so many of you and those that we haven't met before, to have the pleasure and the opportunity to meet you at the special service today. It is a privilege and honour to be a part of this testimony. It's about 25 years or a little over from when I first came to speak at the meetings, the monthly meetings held in London. They were doing the series on the prophetic Psalms. At that particular time, I spoke on Psalm 122. And it's been from that time that I've been coming regularly, almost annually, along to the monthly meetings to speak. And I've been involved with the council for about the last 20 years or thereabouts. So it is a privilege to be here. And it's a great honour to be asked to chair this special meeting here in Westminster Baptist Church this afternoon. As I was thinking of this anniversary, I thought about Hudson Taylor, the great founder of the China Inland Missionary, so greatly used of the Lord. In his home there was a picture that hung on his wall that had two Hebrew words upon it. One was looking back and the other was looking forward. The two Hebrew words were Ebenezer and Jehovah Jireh. And I think those sum up very well how we feel as we come to this special 100th anniversary service this afternoon. We're looking back over the last 100 years to the commencement, way back on the 1st of November 1918. And we can say Ebenezer. We want to raise our memorial stone here this afternoon. And we can say of a truth, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. It's only been by his help and by his blessing that this testimony has continued to this day. We think of so many that has been against the teaching of prophetic truth, sadly even within the church. So few that have been interested in the ministry of the prophetic scriptures, even as Mr. Toms has highlighted to us already. And taking all of those things into account, we have to acknowledge that it's been the Lord's doing that this testimony has been maintained for the last 100 years. He has provided for it right down through that period, provided the funds to keep it going, provided the personnel that have been necessary as well, and as he has done in the past, we have confidence that he will do so also in the future. So we look out on the future with that great Jehovah title on our hearts today, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide for us. He'll provide what is necessary to maintain the work, and he'll provide the personnel too. We were at the committee meeting yesterday afternoon thinking a little of the future and the carrying on of the work and so on. And we believe with all our hearts that the Lord sees our circumstances, the Lord sees our needs, and he will provide for us. Can I say that we need your prayers? We're very thankful to all that support the work in which we're engaged, the practical way in which you do that. We thank you sincerely. But we do need your prayers. We make the appeal to you this afternoon that Paul made those many years ago. Pray for us. We need your prayers that the Lord will give us wisdom and guidance, that his hand of blessing will continue to rest upon all that we do. Remember those that have responsibility in this testimony. There are our trustees, five trustees, Dr. Douglas, the Reverend Foster, Pastor Martin Humphrey, Mr. Ian Shaw, an apology has been given for him also this afternoon, and our secretary, Mr. Stephen Toms. Remember them in the responsibilities that they have. Our council, our committee members, in alphabetical order, Mr. Peter Fleming here at the front, Pastor Humphrey, the Reverend Richard Monteith, Mr. Andrew Toms, that read for us a little earlier, Mr. Paul Toms, Mr. Stephen Toms, the secretary, and myself as the chairman. In recent years, we have lost some very faithful members of our council. The Lord has called them home. Mr. Stephen Evans, just at the beginning of this year. A little while back, Mr. Paul Florian. We deeply miss their presence with us here this afternoon. So do remember all of these brethren, please, in the responsibilities that they have. We appreciate their labours. We're thankful to them for their faithfulness, and we want to thank them for taking on the responsibilities that they have, and pray the Lord will encourage and bless each one in the work in which they're engaged. I want to take a moment to highlight particularly and to speak of the work of Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Toms. I've emphasised to you already that it's very significant that this testimony in its 100-year history has only had two secretaries, Mr. Toms, for the last 44 years. I was thinking a little of that this morning. What that means is he has been secretary for half of his life. So if you're able to work that out quickly, it'll give you some idea of the stage of life that our brother's at. And we marvel, he's a little like Moses with the energy and the strength that he still has. And we rejoice in that. And our prayer is that he'll be long spared to be with us. He spoke of Mr. Kirk at 104. Well, he's a year or two to go just to get to the 104. But we pray the Lord will be pleased to spare him long to be with us. In the scriptures, you read about Aquila and Priscilla, a husband and wife that laboured together so faithfully, such a blessing to the early church. In fact, you always read of the two of them together. One is not mentioned without the other. And so it is with our brother and sister, Mr. and Mrs. Toms. They have laboured together in this testimony faithfully for so many years. It is approximately 80 years from Mr. Toms' father first brought him along to Sovereign Grace Advent testimony meetings. So he's familiar with a good part of the last 100 years of this witness. I think it would be true to say there's no one has a longer association, no one living that has a longer association with this testimony. The words that came to mind as I thought of our brother and our sister and their work are words such as faithful, good and faithful servants, thinking of their diligence. Everything they do it conscientiously, do it with all their heart, their dedication to the cause of Christ as a whole, in general, their dedication to the work of the SGAT, the sacrifice that they make for the cause of God and for the furtherance of truth, their hospitality, not just in their own home when we're all so warmly received, but even at meetings such as this. The example that they've set for us in living the Christian life down through the years, and none know that more than the members of their family that are present with us this afternoon, and their labours for Christ. Paul spoke of labours more abundant, and that sums our brother and sister up well. It has been for them a labour of love. All that they have done, and all that they have done, particularly as we're thinking of the testimony this afternoon, has been done voluntarily. And we would like to acknowledge all of that. There's been editing of magazines and books that has taken so much hours. The speaking that our brother has engaged in, often standing in the monthly meetings at short notice if someone took ill, not able to be there. The writing for the magazine itself, posting all of the books and literature that is sent out, overseeing all of that printing, sending out the magazines, not just here in the United Kingdom, but to the very ends of the earth. And all of the banking, the matters relating to finance as well. There's been so many roles, so many caps that our brother, greatly aided by his wife, have fulfilled over the years. And we want to say, on behalf of the trustees, on behalf of the council, that they are brother and sister, greatly esteemed in the Lord. We read of Daniel, the great prophetic prophet of the scriptures, that he was a man greatly beloved. And I think that sums up well our feelings this afternoon. A man and a woman greatly beloved by us. And we want to acknowledge publicly their labours down through the years. The council, in recognition of that, has booked for them to go on a tour to Israel next summer. Dr. Douglas, their friend, their long-standing friend of many years, is to be the leader of that tour next summer. So the council has booked for a brother and sister to go on that tour as a gesture of our thanks and our appreciation for all the work that they have done, as I've emphasised to you, unpaid down through the years. Now I know the council knows only too well they wouldn't want anything or any recognition, but it is only but right, and this is a very fitting time for us to make that acknowledgement and to pay this tribute to them. So we pray the Lord will bless them. We know that Israel is a land that is very close to their hearts. They have a great love for Israel, and we pray that as they travel with Mr. Douglas and the others of that party, that they will have a very happy and a blessed time. And I'm sure if you would like to go on that tour as well, if you speak to Mr. Douglas, he'll be able to give you some of the details, and you'll be able to join our brother and sister on that trip as well. We do welcome you all to the special service. We thank you all for coming this afternoon. Some of you have made a very special effort to travel from afar. We know that Saturdays can be difficult as you work during the week, and there's so many demands upon a Saturday, and we want you to know that we appreciate very much your presence with us, and that you have taken the time to come and give support. There is refreshments for everyone after the service today, and we thank Mrs. Toms very much for all the work that she has done in preparing the food for us. So the food and fellowship afterwards, sometimes that can be as important as the meeting, as we encourage one another. So we encourage you all to stay. We'd be glad of the opportunity to speak with you just a little while after the meeting is over. We'd like a picture too of everybody that's here. Maybe if everybody sat in this little section just immediately after the service, and we could take a picture. Just it would be nice to have a photograph to remember the occasion and all that gathered with us. There's no offering that's going to be taken at the meeting. There will be some plates down at the back. If you would like to help us with the work, with the expenses of this meeting, there will be those plates at the back after the service is over. We're coming to the hymn 140 in our order of service.